Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till, well, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy October. It's the 1st of October, and we have been feeling the fall weather the past few days, the past week or so. It's definitely been a lot cooler than it had been, right? We're getting some cooler temperatures, starting to really feel that fall temperature, fall weather, and saying, oh, all right, we're there. And, you know, it's 49 degrees right now, really, you know, a lot different than we have had, I should use my words the right way here, the past couple weeks. But, well, it's going to change again. It's going to get warm. We're actually looking at one day this week where we might get into the 80s. So it should be interesting. But I mean, some of that rainy weather is just keeps happening. Going to happen again, it looks like, this upcoming weekend. And the crazy part is, you know, I was talking with somebody, and the past 27 weekends, now this is including Fridays, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so the last 27 weekends, we've had at least one day that it has rained on all of those weekends, in 21 of those 27 weekends. So 21 out of the past 27 weekends, we have had rain at least one day, and multiple of those days, and I don't have the number, I wish I did, are for multiple days on the weekend. Now, it's just crazy, right? I mean, it is absolutely just unheard of, the amount of rain, the amount of cold, just up and down temperatures, not cold, but like the fluctuation in temperatures. It's crazy. You just don't know what to think, right? So, we're definitely dealing with it. Dealing with the crazy, that goes with the weather. You just can't plan. You just cannot plan anything, and you just hope for the best. So, it's kind of where we're all at the moment, hoping the weather stays the way it is so you can just enjoy a weekend, get some things done outside. I mean, today's going to be beautiful, right? But we did have rain yesterday morning. We had rain most of Friday. So it's, you know, it's just been so much that you just don't know what's up, what's down sometimes when it comes to the weather here. So we will keep pushing through. Hope that this weather stays kind of, you know, normal for a little bit. Let's hope that happens. I don't know if it will, but we'll figure it out. Only time will tell us. But we'll enjoy the next couple days because it does look to be beautiful days. Nice and sunny later today, almost 75. Look forward to being outside and enjoying it. So we're going to be here live for the first 2 hours, so 6 to 8 a.m. As I had, as I've said the past couple weeks, the first, all of September and the first week or two of October are just crazy around my house. There's lots going on, lots of different things happening. So I am doing everything I can to do the show and, you know, take care of the family, my family. There's a lot of us now, so we got a lot to do. So I'm going to be here live 6 to 8. Then we're going to play last week's first 2 hours. I had a couple people reach out saying they didn't hear it. So I figured, why not? Let's do that for the second couple hours and go on from there. We're almost, I'm almost to the end here of the crazy weekends. It's just between people going away, trade shows, lots of soccer games with my daughter Katie. She's really excited about it. Want to be there for her, so I'll be doing some of that with her. Have been. It's just not enough time in the day. So anyways, let's start talking gardening. Let's start doing some of those things. Well, you know, it is a perfect time for you to be seeding a lawn right now, right? It definitely is a perfect time. There is, the temperatures are warm enough, and the soil temperatures are also warm enough to the point where the germination rate is still going to be high. You're still going to be able to see some sort of development, which is good, but the development will be, more of the root system. There's some of that you're not going to see. We want to be able to see, you know, we want to see the green. We want to see that growing, right? But the fact of the matter is what we don't see is really what we want to see. Right? It sounds a little odd, but this time of year, our root system of a newly seeded lawn is going to focus on developing so that it can get ready for the winter. The cooler temperatures at night allow the grass seed to understand kind of when it is, what time of the week, you know, where it is, and say, all right, we're going to develop this root system. And we're going to develop great shoots at the same time. So we're going to keep that in mind as this part of the season goes on, because, you know, as it gets a little bit later, you know, less time to really do it. I'd say, you know, the next few weeks here are the best, are the, you know, the final couple weeks of being able to put in a freshly seeded lawn, right? But I could be wrong, because the temperatures have been crazy up and down anyways all year, and you never know. The temperatures could stay warm, or at least in the 60s, until, you know, maybe November. Who knows? You know, that's part of this. We just don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, keep it in mind, the sooner the better. Today's going to be a beautiful day for it, not needing to water for a few days anyways. Needing to water just for a few days. And then after that, it looks like the weekend's going to get some good rain, which should be able to help establish that root system, establish the lawn, So something to keep in mind when it comes time to, as it comes time to do this. The other thing we can be looking at doing, saying, all right, do I need to put a starter fertilizer down? Do I need to fertilize? What do I need to do? And that's a couple things. Now, we've probably put down our fourth application, right, at this point. At least I would hope so. Some of you might have already put down the winterizer. If you've done it in the past 4 weeks, 4 weeks or more, you can use that starter fertilizer. If you have just recently done it, the starter fertilizer is not going to be the best because we're going to be putting too much of that nitrogen down. To really, what it will end up doing is it can end up affecting the whole entire lawn and burning it. So if you haven't done it and you plan on seeding, use that starter fertilizer first. Getting that lawn ready and then putting the starter fertilizer and then putting the grass seed down last. We'll go over a few more tips as time permits, but we're going to take a break here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. Be back in a few.
Fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. A little dark out there this morning. Obviously, we're into October. We have not had that, the time change of falling back yet. But soon, a couple weeks here, I believe. But it's pretty dark out this morning. I woke up and I was like kind of saying, what time is it? But that's all right. We're up and at 'em. We're gardeners, though, right? That's what we do. We get up early. It's one of the things we've always done. We try to get out and get things done early so we can enjoy the rest of our day. Now, we were talking, starting a lawn at this point, or really, the more popular part of putting in lawns right now is probably overseeding versus new seeding this late into the season. It's definitely something that a lot of people do to make sure everything is taken care of into next season, right? Some of that crabgrass is gone, or a lot of the other weeds have gone dormant. They didn't like the warm weather, and now it's getting cooler, so they kind of just die back. So there's a lot of space to be refilled in. So, I did a short video on this with Mahoney's, the company I work for, and it's on their website, just kind of a really quick run-through of what to do and how to do it, with a blog post that we put up on the website at mahoneysgarden.com. So if you go to that website, scroll down a little bit, you'll see some information about seeding in this time of year and what to do in New England. So, just kind of a cool thing that we did just to show that quick ins and outs, right? Not like immediate, like not a full range of it, but did give some information. So definitely take a look if you're looking at just kind of a how-to quickly. It's also, you know, written out in steps for you. So that's a good way to take a look at it as well. So, you know, if you're looking for some of that information and you know, sometimes I need to watch a video on something. You know, there's a lot of us like that out there that you're kind of looking at it and, you know, you can read it and you can kind of picture it, but you're like, I need to see that. So that's kind of what we did. So pretty cool stuff if you're looking for some information on that. So definitely take a look. Otherwise, you can call us here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started in the show. We're doing everything we can to think those positive thoughts on keeping the rain away. It's not supposed to be here the next couple days, so if you get a couple days, just to enjoy it out there. I took the few minutes I had yesterday, mowed the front yard. It hadn't been done in a couple weeks. I mean, it actually might have been, you know, just looking at it, the last time I mowed was the end of August. Just I've been so busy on the weekends that there's just not enough time to be able to do any of it, even at night. So it was a nice feeling just to get that nice cut fresh grass clean. Didn't get to finish all of it, but we'll figure it out. But you know, you probably have a couple more mowings left, right? It's not just a we're not just finishing up right now. We probably have just maybe two mowings, depending upon the weather. But the way the rain keeps happening, our lawns keep getting watered. And, any of that grass that you're putting down is going to start growing because the amount of rain, amount of water that's going on down there. So it's something to really be keeping an eye on. We're not done, so don't put those mowers away yet. Don't run them out of gas yet. I know it's like that hard in between. You're like, I don't want to have to go buy more gas for this if I'm not going to use it. We'll get there. Anyways, questions, call us. 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Update. New this Sunday morning, the Senate clears the way for a 45-day spending bill to avoid a government shutdown. The final bill did not include additional aid to Ukraine. The stopgap measure offers no new funding for the border crisis. The Powerball jackpot soars to more than $1 billion after not one ticket hit Saturday night. The next drawing, Monday night. All you need is $2 and one big dream. Good luck. Birthday wishes pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who turns 99 years old today. He's been under hospice care. There was a big party over the weekend at the Carter Library in Atlanta, Georgia. Lots of red, white, and blue balloons and children making birthday cards and eating cake. Carter serving between 1977 and 1981. This is USA News.
know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to go right back, right into it. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Bill's in Manchester.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Yeah, I had an in-ground pool demolished after 50 years, and they filled it in and did the whole back gap. It's a little over 5,000 square feet with loam. I had a hydroseed. Now it's been 2 weeks.
Yep.
And I wonder if it might be possible just to lay down some additional grass seed on top of that.
I would 100%. Anytime you're putting grass seed down, I would always, keep a little bit extra and put it down about 14 days later, right over the top of everything. With hydroseeding, it's probably a flat area, I would assume, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so with hydroseeding, usually I'm weary when it comes to like a hill. With this being flat, the water's not going to really like wash it away. But I would still put more over the top because not all of it's going to germinate. Usually, right away. And then the other thing is with the amount of rain that we keep having, a lot of it could be pushing it deeper into the soil, or it could be washing some of it away, just depending upon everything else. So I would definitely be, putting more down, because it's only going to benefit it. I'm sure they put a starter fertilizer down when they did the hydroseeding.
They didn't, but when I did, after 2 weeks, they said put starter fertilizer down, which I did.
Perfect.
Down now.
Perfect. So, and that's still going to be good for, that lasts about 4 to 6 weeks in the soil anyways. So if you just put it down, perfect. We got plenty of time to, with that. So I'd be putting seed right over the top. And instead of, I'd probably do it. So I wouldn't open up the spreader like all the way on this one. I'd do it probably half. Because usually if it's, I'm sure you've had some germination, right, on
a little bit, yeah.
So there's going to be some areas that if we put it all the way, if we open the spreader so it's like the highest point, it's just going to pour the seed out. Whereas since there's already seed on the ground and it's starting to germinate, we don't want to put it, you know, so high on top of it, you know, basically pat it on top. So maybe about halfway, even three quarters of the way on the spreader setting, and just get right over the whole area. You know, for that area, 5,000 square feet, for an overseeding, because that's kind of what we're doing at this point, you usually use about 1 to 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet. So depending upon how heavy, you could go anywhere between 5 and 15 pounds of grass seed over the top, and that would really thicken it up, etc. Did they tell you what type of grass seed they use in there?
No, they didn't.
I'm sure. No, it's. I'm sure you can make a call, or most likely they're using a mixture of, you know, rye, fescues, and probably even some bluegrass. They wouldn't have used just one. So if you're going to go to the store to grab any, if you don't have it, just look for something that has a good mix. Because all three of those seeds are native to the area, or I wouldn't say 100% native, but they work the best in our area. So make sure when you're getting a grass seed, you look for something that has a mixture of rye, fescue, and bluegrass.
Yeah, I'll do that. Now, I just got in my new Echo sprayer, the spreader. It works. It holds 60 pounds of material. I'm really happy with it.
Oh, awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. All right, Patrick, I appreciate you helping us, and I'll get on that right away.
Awesome. Bill, you have a great rest of your day.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Butch is in New Hampshire.
Butch, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
About 5 years ago, I bought two crab apple trees. I got a prairie fire, and
yep.
This year, the leaves didn't really do well. Just a lot of bare spots on it. Very few apples. The other apple tree is a white one, and that's just doing fine. I have a fungus, some type of fungus. It's like blue-green fungus, scabby. And I sprayed it with neem oil about 2 weeks ago. And I haven't really seen much happening or results yet. And I also have copper fungicide in my garage. Should I use that? Am I using the right stuff? Or what do you suggest?
The fungus that you have, where is it on the plant? Is it on the branch?
All over the bark. Yeah, all over the main stalk and the branches.
Now, is it almost some of it almost like look like a silvery color? You said it was like a bluish green and maybe a little.
It's a bluish. Yeah, mostly bluish green. Yeah.
So, what you have on there, just based on what I'm hearing and what I have seen, is actually lichen.
Right.
Right? That's not something that is affecting the tree in such a way that it's going to harm it. Some people, it's just considered aesthetically unpleasing. To some, mm-hmm. it just is what it is. So what it is, it's usually a secondary issue on this. When a tree has an issue such as yours, where it's not showing its leaves and it's not doing, it didn't do as well as it needed to, that means, excuse me, and that means that those areas aren't doing well. What I would be doing is I'd be scratching the bark where you're seeing all that lichen, if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can scratch the bark and see green underneath it still, it's still viable. Mm-hmm. But if it's brown or starting to turn brown, that area might have some dead or damaged in it.
Okay.
Now, over this past winter how up and down the weather was caused a lot of crab apples, a lot of cherries, and a lot of Japanese maples to all have the same issues, where all of a sudden, you know, years upon years, they're fine. You know, a number of years, that no issues. And then this year, this winter, all of a sudden, a bunch of plants, even though they could have been right next to each other or in the same area, have sporadic dead branches on it, or branches that just never leafed out.
I have a huge weeping cherry, and it didn't leaf out in very few flowers early this spring. But finally, halfway through the summer, it leafed out just fine.
Yeah, you know,
so, yeah.
It's a lot to do with the way the weather was and ups and downs of it. We had somebody on the show call a couple months ago. And it just so happens, without them realizing, they lived down the street, and I drive by their house almost every day to get to work. And they have a Japanese maple and a giant weeping cherry. The same thing happened, right? The same, like, dead, damaged all over the place. About a month ago, I'm driving by, and I almost drove off the road because I'm like, those trees are almost fully leafed out.
Yeah, mine fully leafed out. Finally.
Right? It's just, it was crazy how it happened, because it was really doing all three of those style plants, those trees, and a lot of people just said, oh, they're dead, when there was green behind it, and it just, the plants were so shocked that that weather pattern we had in January, where it was the coldest. You know, Mount Washington had like 125 degree, negative 125 degree wind chill. That weather, like weekend, really did a number on a lot of our plants. And plants were literally right next to each other and had, one was fine, one wasn't.
Right.
So the one thing that we can do is go through that, the crab apple, take a look and see, you know, scratching the bark, seeing if there's any dead or damaged. Because if it's dead, your plant is still focusing on trying to fix it somehow, right? They're trying to make that area healthy. And if we keep allowing the plant to do that, it's not going to focus on the other areas. So getting rid of some of the dead and damaged can be done now. It can be done at any time. The other thing I'd look for you to do with these, both crab apples, even the weeping cherry, I'd look for you to put a tree tone fertilizer down now for the winter months. But you're going to do it at half the rate that the package says. So the package is written for a way for you to use it in spring. So it's going to say use X amount. So let's say it's 2 pounds that you need. Cut it in half. Use it as 1 pound. Just follow the package to a T. The guys over there do a lot of research to make sure they have the right amount. But
okay, I'll do that.
I know, doing those three now.
I went around on the Prairie Fire crab apple thing. On the tips of the branches, I bent them to see if they were dry enough to snap off. No, they seem to be pretty healthy. But I'll try that scratching the bark and see how it is under the bark.
And it might just be some of the lateral branches coming off of those branches that need to be clipped off, right? So you have a main branch coming out to the side, and just some of the smaller branches might just need to be pruned off, and it'll allow the plant to refocus where it needs to be. And that's the heavy thing. That's what we're trying to do here, is just put all the energy in the other areas.
Right.
While you're doing it,
I get a lot of suckers. I have a lot of suckers on that tree here.
Yeah, so I'd be getting rid of those too.
Yes.
Right? Because the sucker growth is also known as a water sprout.
Right.
So basically, it's taking water from the rest of the plant and growing, right? So, and sometimes when they come out of the base, they can actually be a different color. They can be a different everything. And usually the sucker growth, and I say usually because there's always the exception, but usually those don't flower, right? They're just more for growth to take some of the water away from the rest of the plant. So by doing that, it's only going to help the rest of your plants.
Yeah. In the lichen, would that be caused from all the moisture this year?
Could be the moisture, but it's mostly a secondary, you know, just on there. It's almost like, it has a lot to do with it, but it's, again, it's coming from some of the issues that are going on with the plant as well.
I have one more question for you.
Yeah, so hang tight. So on the other side of the break, we can answer that. For everyone else, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Butch, and he had another question for us. So I wanted to keep him on so we could help him out. So, Butch, what else did you have for us today?
Okay, I'm a big user of compost. I probably have like 100 wheelbarrows full of the equivalent to that. Grass clippings and leaves. And I get the Asian jumping worm this year.
Oof.
For the first time. And I spread it out on my driveway before I go to use it, and I pull them all out. It's quite a job. I pull them out, put them in a bucket of salt to get rid of them. But there are still a lot of little ones left, and I'm hoping that the winter kill, the frost or whatever, would kill those off. But the cocoon... Is there a better way of getting rid of it other than using salt? Because I'm afraid the salt's going to harm my compost.
Yeah. So it's not an easy one, right?
Right.
This is new to the area the past couple of years. And the Asian jumping worm, for those don't know, looks like a earthworm. But it's not. It has a white band towards the top of the worm itself. And what it does is it does the same earthworm castings as, you know, castings as earthworms, but those castings are almost useless. It's not beneficial to it. So that's one of the reasons why you don't want to... That's one of the reasons why it's so bad, right? So there's a couple things that I have heard out there. There's not a lot that kills everything, right? There is... the heat aspect of like what you're doing is putting them on the pavement is beneficial, right? Because it doesn't like a heat. It wants the temperature to be above 104 degrees. So adding, you know, in the full sun on a pavement, it's really going to affect it that way. The cocoons is where it's hard because they're so small, and if you walk over it, they could actually be on your sneakers, your boots, whichever, right? And they could be, you can move them from place to place. So it's not like an easy, just done, right? So what, currently there's no real like specific way that it's going to kill them, right? There's no actual, like, this is what's going to happen. This is how you kill them. There's no, like, going out and buying, like, a Bonaid product, right? There was an article that I had read a couple weeks ago, and I can't think of exactly the cocoon. Because some people will actually use, mustard to bring them to the surface, right?
Yep.
The dry mustard in a gallon of water, and what it does is it pulls everything to the top, and it irritates them a bit. I'm trying to think what else.
I bought the mustard, ready to use it, but when I spread it out on my driveway, I was able to pull them out. But there was a lot of little, very small ones, like clusters, that I was concerned about. I hate putting that, put up something and use that with those in it. And I heard that the winter kills, the frost kills.
It can, but the cocoon is what will stay on and overwinter. So the thing that you really need to do is expose it to as much sun as possible. Now I remembered what it was. So one of the other things to do is if you place it out in that sun, I want you to then, or even in the compost pile, right? I want you to water the compost. And then what's going to happen is the cocoons, the worms are all going to come to the top. And then you're going to leave it for, I believe, you're going to let it get wet for a couple hours. Then you're going to take plastic, clear plastic, and put it over the top of it. And make sure it sticks down. And what's going to happen is the sun's going to beat down on the cocoons and the jumping worm that are there, and will actually kill it that way. I'm hitting a break. There's a little bit more to this, so hang tight. I want to tell you this on the other side of the break. So we will be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.